The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, we've got on the line Roger Holstein, who's going to talk about his book, One Sense a Minute. So, good afternoon, Roger. How would you describe the book? What is the story?
Well, it started out by being a record for my family members, my sons, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, the whole family afterwards.
Yeah.
But as I completed the book, I realized there was a lot of interesting facts that people might learn from and people would learn from if they're really interested in truth. And so that is basically the reason why I wrote the book. It took me 20 years to finish the book. The reason being that I was never satisfied with the wording and I kept on making changes all the time. So basically that's the reason.
Did you always want to write a book? Has it always been a dream, if you like?
Well, not really a dream, per se, but I was making every weekend I was making a trip to some special places like the casinos in Atlantic City or other yeah. similar places. And I was, you know, I'm very active on emails. And so I was sending these to various relatives. And they were, including my brothers, my brother and my mother. And they were apparently, unbeknownst to me, they were actually very interested in what I was saying. I was kind of surprised. So one of my wife's relative was telling me, for her, she died of the relative died of cancer. Mm. But she said, told me, don't ever give up. She says, keep on writing and write everything related to what you think and do. So that's why I did it.
Yeah. Did you enjoy writing a book?
Yeah, I did enjoy writing a book. As I say, it took me 20 years in reviewing and reviewing again the wording I was using. So I never felt it was optimum. And finally, I decided, well, you know, let's go for it. And, you know, probably my English is not the best. Mm. But the facts I'm writing about are very interesting. So, yes, I enjoyed it. What's not there to enjoy?
So what is your personal story, because you've had quite an interesting life, haven't you?
I thought so, yeah. You know, I had a very tough beginning of life because I was born just before World War II and in 1936, and I hate to say it, but I didn't have a good father. Mm. And we were like seven in the family, and my mother had to do all the work. She was, you know, really quite something. So the thing is, you know, while my father was a professional photographer, so he went on the beaches of France photographing beautiful women, and he brought along his older son Adam, and he told Adam, he said, don't call me father in front of the women. Mm. So that gives you an idea of what kind of a man he was.
Yeah, because you grew up during World War II, What was that experience like, and what was the impact on your life?
Well, it had a deep impact on my life. You know, during, as I said, we had the Americans were throwing bombs at us, and allegedly to save us. And in the process, they were killing many French people. You know, these are facts that I've never seen covered anywhere. And, you know, I remember we were traveling in a train, and all of a sudden you hear the siren, and they say, everybody get out of the train. So we run out under the trees, and then we hear the planes were, you know, actually shooting at us. So it was, people were screaming, especially the women. And you know, like when we were attacked in Strasbourg, you know, the, you know, it was really very, you know, you could hear people screaming, you know, they were trying to save themselves. And so it was pretty bad. And one of my sisters, well, in fact, my only sister, she was run over by an American truck driver, a GI, and he killed her. And, you know, he was drunk at the time. So, you know, whenever I hear somebody getting drunk and driving, you know, it upsets me. And in fact, you know, to follow up on what you were asking, you know, every 4th of July here, right here, we live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and, you know, people are going crazy on the 4th of July. You know, it's like one firecracker after another. It's like hell. And this is, it reminds me of the war. You know, it's really very irritating. So the impact was one, you know, and in many ways, even though I was born very poor, I'm happy I was born very poor. The reason being that now if I get anything good happening in my life, I appreciate it a lot more. So,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know, I mean, everything that happened in my life, even though it, at the time it was an embarrassment for me to wear those horrible clothes, it's good that it happened to me because, as I say, now I do appreciate every little thing, good thing that happens to me.
Yeah, that's an important thing to have in your life, I suppose. You were born in Paris, weren't you? So were you experiencing World War II in Paris, where I suppose a lot more action, if you like, would be happening compared to other parts of France?
No, actually, you know, I was very young at the beginning of the war. I was maybe like 3 or 4 years old. So, you know, you don't remember much, do you? I mean, when you were young, 3, 4 years, do you remember things clearly?
No.
So anyway, I don't remember everything, but the house that we lived at the time, it was bombarded, you know, by, I don't really know who bombarded it, if it was the Germans or the Americans, but anyway, The island of the city is. Have you ever been to Paris yourself?
Yes, I was there earlier this year.
So you know the island of the city. It's called La Cité. You know it.
Where the Notre Dame is, right?
Yeah, Notre Dame. In fact, I was born in a hospital. It's not no more in a hospital, but it's called Hotel Dieu, which God's hotel. And I was born in that hospital, and right next to the Cathedral Notre Dame of Paris. And that's why some people think they see a halo over my head. Mm. It's a joke. So anyway, France was occupied by the Germans, Poland was occupied by the Germans too, and actually nearly all of Europe. And the thing is that we could travel easily to Poland. And my mother was born in Poland, in Girardot, in case you know the city or not.
Yeah.
But it's right next to the capital of Poland, and that's where she was born. And our family history, if you go further than that, my mother was telling me that we were noble in Germany 6 generations ago, you know, but I was never able to trace back the actual connections.
Yeah. And then I suppose after that, when you weren't a child anymore, you worked for television studios in Montreal in Canada.
Yes.
Was that fun?
Yes, it was extremely fun, actually. I really absolutely loved working for the TV studios, which I was always attentive to my work. And so I got the reputation of being one of the best in the field. And so I worked on all of their most important shows. And it was a lot of fun. You know, I'm basically a artsy kind of fellow. In fact, I wanted to open my own theater in Florida, but it was all so expensive, and I had those sons and my wife to feed, so I gave up the idea. But it would have been a lot of fun to do that. So I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it particularly in Hollywood for KTLA, because people you saw on the big screen, all of a sudden they're in front of you.
Yeah,
that's a very very strange feeling, you know. So I enjoyed it tremendously. I did, I really did.
Yeah.
But then I when I came to Florida, I was attempting to work for the local TV studios, but they paid like half what they paid in Hollywood. So I didn't go back to the studios.
Well, your current book is called 10 Cents a Minute.
Yeah.
Do you have plans to write even more books?
Yes, actually I do.
Mm.
In fact, all these short stories I wrote to the people I was writing for, I still get copies of them, and I have to organize them a little bit, but I certainly intend to. This would be like complimentary to the book that I wrote, you know, because it happened in the same period of time.
Yeah. Where are we able to find your book, 10 Cents a Minute, in the meantime?
Well, for the time being, it's still not available, but it's going to be shortly available. Amazon is the main my main source, but you'll be able to find them also in the what's the name of the big book supplier?
Barnes & Noble.
You'll be able to find them there, and also one big website. I don't remember the name, but I'm not good in remembering. I'm not good at remembering name, never was, and that's one of the things that limited me in my life. You know, I'm a very good actor, but I don't remember my lines too well, so I was never able to hit it big.
Yeah. Well, many thanks for joining us on the show today. It's been very great to have you on.
Well, thank you very much, and it was a pleasure for me to be interviewed by you. Wish you good luck in your life.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.